walls around me. White noise, what an awful sound. Fumbling by Rogue River, feel my feet above the ground. Hand of God, deliver me. Oh, 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 is me. The first time that you touched me, all the wonders ever seen.
Baby, maybe you could be the one. We can kick it, we can have some fun. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Baby, don't you fight it. Close your eyes and swipe it. Maybe I could be with you. If you buy me diamonds and you keep me smiling, baby, I can be with you. You better hook it up at the place I like. Gotta make it fit like the perfect size. Oh yeah, oh yeah. And if you give me everything I want, you go from none to number one. Yeah, you're so cute, yeah, you're so fine. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Baby, don't you fight it. Close your eyes and swipe it. Maybe I could be with you. If you buy me diamonds and you keep me smiling, baby, I can.
That was I Don't Want It At All by Kim Petras. and this is Jill Yum with Bean Tunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back, everyone. We're finally done with training, so I will be speaking a lot more, and I will be playing my own music. I had a great time with our trainees, but I was like, I need to return to the spotlight. In reality, radio shows are just about being able to play your own music and also being able to talk for an entire hour and having a captive audience of at least 3 to 4 people. So I'm excited for that. And I was very excited to play Kim Petras today because I did see Miss Petras in concert yesterday at MGM, which was a first for me. I can't say it was my favorite venue in the Boston area. I think the Royale still has that title. But it was super fun, and she was like a fantastic vocalist, which my friend and I were not expecting. We both went into the concert being like professional lip syncer Kim Petras, but we were like pleasantly surprised by her very impressive vocals. She's got like a crazy belt, so I was very impressed. She didn't perform that song yesterday, but I would have liked to see her perform more of her older singles, but she did not. She did a lot off of her like more recent albums, and people seemed to like that, which was fun. I also like that. That's why I went to the concert. So it was a great time. 10 out of 10, would very much recommend going to Kim Petras. We were offered VIP tickets in my hometown of Philly by these random people, so it was definitely a scam. But if anyone sees two tall girls in Kim Petras outfits, they might offer you free VIP tickets to the Philly show. So look for two tall girls on the Green Line on your way home from MGM. I don't know if they're still there, but they were still there when I saw them last. So you might be lucky and catch them yourself. Today I'm mostly going to be playing pop music, some dancey music. We're just going to be riding the pop wave for as long as it'll take me this semester. I've been listening to a ton of pop and like happy, upbeat music. It's keeping me going. It's keeping me like sane, I think. So I'm going to force you to do that as well for the next hour of our lives together. This next one is by Isla Delilah. The song is called Life Could Be Sweet. And I just like this song. I've got nothing else to say about it except that it's like, it's just sweet, because life could be sweet. All right, enjoy.
Hey. Hey. What are you up to?
Not much.
So I heard of this place, and it sounds like a dream.
Let's go.
Come is behave.
We need to come back, like, tomorrow. I know, right? Let's do it!
You know, I was thinking maybe this, us, doesn't have to end. Maybe we can go somewhere and we can be together. Get away from all this. What do you say?
Let's go!
Thank you.
That was DJ Sabrina, the teenage DJ. Wow, what a tongue twister. And Will You Be Mine is the name of the song. That song is great. I love DJ Sabrina, the teenage DJ. I've been playing a lot of her, I think, recently on air. I've been trying to figure out, like, I usually collect all of the songs that I play on air in one place so I can make sure I don't play the same songs every week, because I tend to listen to the same songs every week. So I'm trying not to do that. And I'm like 90% sure I haven't played that one this year. So hopefully I haven't. It's time for a PSA. I'm going to do it a little early today because I found one that I wanted to read. This one's called Why Not Cover Your Computer Camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Since the last time that I've read that PSA, I've gotten a computer cover. And it's not because I care about computer privacy. I was just gifted one. And it's cute. It's like a little winky face or a little winky eye, so it can cover my camera. I don't think it does anything. It just sort of like, it's like mentally makes me feel better. And it's one of those products that you can buy for under $5 that will make your life just like feel a little bit better. I have nothing else to say about that. I like honestly don't think that it's doing anything. I wouldn't support buying it because it's like came in a lot of plastic packaging, and it is a plastic little thing that I'm going to throw away once I throw away the computer. So yeah, I don't know. Today I also downloaded this like AI app because there's a trend going around right now on Instagram. Wow, the mic just fell off of our stand, so I'm going to hold it. Basically, what happened is that there's this trend on Instagram. Sorry, that was really shocking. And people are like posting these AI yearbook photos of themselves. So I was like, obviously, I have to do that because I care about that. And I put my photos in. I downloaded this app, approved all of the forms that I didn't read, put 8 photos of myself in, and then they told me to pay $4. So all of these people who are posting these AI yearbook images of themselves, it's because they paid $4 to do so. And they also gave this app from God knows where permissions to look at all of their photos and uploaded 8 photos of themselves. So somewhere out there, some company has 8 photos of me to build like a perfect facial recognition, whatever, of me. So that's what I did today. So clearly I don't actually care about privacy, and I just like having a cute little winky thing on my computer. Anyway, that was a bit of a detour, but we are heading into the dance music territory of the show. This next one is from Snow Strippers. I was just talking to a friend about Witch House. I've been listening to a little bit of that. Snow Strippers was like the obvious option for me to play today. This next one is called Fake Smile off of the album April Mixtape 3, and I hope you like it. Smile.
But only love can break your heart.
Thank you.
That was Saint Etienne, Only Love Can Break Your Heart. It's the Masters at Work remix of the original song. I love Saint Etienne, and I love a remix even more. I was recently on a live stream that I think it was the Dare and Eve's Tumor on Instagram Live, and they were talking about how Eve's Tumor really hates remixes, and I don't know, that didn't occur to me. I'm always a fan of a remix. Maybe that's like a terrible thing, but I think that was I personally thought that was fun. And the best part about that song is I didn't even realize I'm about to play a song by Caroline Polachek that is very near and dear to my heart. But I didn't realize it has a very similar sound profile to the last song that I just played. It has like both that like sort of garage, UK garage beat. And also it has like orchestral hits, which I realized that might be my new favorite sound. Last year I was really big into the wah-wah pedal, which is still very fun, but I think my new thing is an orchestral hit, just because it's so satisfying. So this next song is called I Believe. It's by Caroline Polachek. And it's maybe one of my favorite songs of the year, and I think it's going to be probably one of my top five songs in my Spotify Wrapped this year. It's a great walking song. It's a great everything song. You can buy groceries to this music. You can do anything you want, really. My most distinct memory of listening to this song was in the Stansted Airport in London, and I was like marching to the train because I was trying to get home, and it's the worst airport I've ever been to, worse than Newark, I think, which is saying something. And I was like dying to get home, and this was like, it was carrying me. So anyway, the song is called I Believe, and it's by Caroline Polachek, and I hope you like it because I really love the song. And I'm here to spread the gospel of Caroline Polachek, so we'll play this one, and we'll have a few more before the end of the show, but we are past the halfway mark, so I'm getting sad already. I'm gonna miss all of you. Anyway, this is Caroline Polachek.
Look over the edge, but not too far.
I believe we'll get another.
Was DOS with the song Strawberry. I think it's off, not an off an album, but an EP released in 2021. Before that, that was Eh by Sophie. And before that was I Believe by Caroline Polchek. We are in the final 10 minutes of the show. I've gotten into a habit of just like telling you how much of the show we have left. Which is, I'm not really sure where that came from. Maybe it's out of anxiety. I don't know. I feel really sad leaving the studio. Today, while you were listening to my music, I was actually not listening to my music because I was playing around with our very cool CD and vinyl setup. We have a ton of CDs in the studio, and I feel like no one really plays them. I think some of the community member DJs play our CDs. But not many students do, so I was trying to learn how to use it. We have, like, a beautiful Pioneer setup over here. So maybe in the future I'll play some CDs. I don't really know where anything is in the collection. We have, like, just a huge, huge amount of CDs. And they're not very well organized, but we have them, so maybe in the future. So next up, I'm going to play another Caroline Polachek song. But again, this is a remix because on Bean Tunes Radio, we are pro remix, contrary to what Eustumer might say about remixes. I think that might be a DJ opinion, to be pro remix, just because sometimes you need to like play a pop song, but it's really hard to mix with pop songs sometimes. So having a remix that has some sort of like consistent beat is really nice. Not to like get all nerdy on you. Anyway, this next song is the George Clinton remix of Hey Big Eyes, which is a beautiful Caroline Polachek song. But sometimes too sad. So, it's sometimes nice to listen to a remix of a sad song because maybe it changes the, mood of it a little bit. And I kind of feel that way about this one. So I hope you like it. That was Hey Big Eyes, the George Clinton remix by Caroline Polachek, and remixed by George Clinton, obviously. That was our second to last song of the day. It's 3:55, people, which means it's like end of Sunday. But we have tomorrow off, or at least most people have tomorrow off. So I'm super excited about the fact that I'm not like freaking out today because it's Sunday afternoon. So I hope you all enjoy your little extra bit of weekend this weekend, and that you will join me again next week, same time and same place. This is Jill Yum with Beantunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Again, hope to see you next week. Maybe we'll do something a little bit more interesting. I've been like dying to do something weird in the studio, so maybe I'll bring a guest. That would be really weird, right? Or I could DJ live, mix in the studio. That would also be really weird. Or we could just play vinyl. I've done that in the past, and that's been really fun. So I'll be thinking on it over the next week, and it really depends on how much effort I'm going to put in to our show next week. But, you know, I always love to show out for you Beantunes listeners. So we'll see. This next song, which I hope you get to hear all of, is one by OPN. It's called Betrayed in the Octagon. And I believe the sample is a Flaming Lips song. I may be mistaken, but I'm usually not good at identifying these things, but I was pretty certain about this one. So I hope you enjoy it. All right, bye. See you next week.